We are 20 lines up from the bottom on Samech Omed Beis. We're at the next statement of the Mishnah. The previous one, the previous Gemara we dealt with was regarding the case where the Ovid Kachavim is standing next to the pit. Do we prohibit the wine or not? And we stated based on Shmuel that it's only if the idolater was owed money and the borrower Yisrael said that if I can't come up with the money, you can take from this wine as repayment. Otherwise, we're not concerned that the idolater is going to touch it. But now we go on to the other cases. Nafala borva ala. What happens if the idolater falls into the pit filled with wine and then comes out? Is the wine mutter or not? That was machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakama said it's only mutter behana. Rabbi Shimon said it's even mutter b'shasiya. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, the following qualification, which we wouldn't have realized from the Mishnah. Lo shanu ela sha'ala meis, aval ala chai aser. Says Rav Papa, the only time this Mishnah makes sense, we're gonna again narrow the scope. It's only if he dies. When he comes up out of the pit dead. But if he comes out alive, we're going to prohibit the entire pit, not just for consumption, but even for benefit. My time, what's the reason why we'll be so strict? Amar Rav Papa, didami alek yomedim. It's going to be like a holiday. It's very rare that you fall into a vat filled with wine and you make it out alive. So the fact that he makes it alive, certainly reason for on the way up out of the way up from the bottom of the pit, he'll certainly be praising his deity, and therefore that would result in the entire vat being Yayin Nesach. Okay, so that is an interesting qualification that Rav Papa makes to our Mishnah. So make sure to keep your vats covered so that no idolaters are falling in. Mazdu Bekana Kol Elu Haya Maisav Amri Yumachar Hashematir. So again, the other case was about measuring with the reed and the other ones. Nevertheless, there were machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was makel even for drinking the wine. Amr, and by the way, in the case where the idolater falls in and he gets it out and he's dead, I'm not so sure I would want to drink that wine, but apparently, according to Rav Shimon, if you really wanted to, it would be mutter to drink. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Yanuchalo le Rav Shimon brachos al rosho. We should give praise to Rav Shimon. What do you mean? Keshu matir matir filo b'shasiyah ukeshu oser oser filo b'na. That Rav Shimon is this extremist. He's either the extremely lenient or extremely strict. That when Rav Shimon says something is mutter, it means it's mutter even for consumption, not just for benefit. And when he says it's prohibited not just for consumption, even for benefit. But the question is, who do we follow? We follow Rav Shimon or the Tanakama? Amar Rav Chiya Breidra Abba Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Amri La Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ziri, Halacha Rav Shimon. So we have this whole chain of to tradition that follows Rav Shimon. Ikad Amri Amar Rav Chista Amar Li Abba Bar Chanan Hachi Amar Ziri Halacha Rav Shimon. So again, you have this tradition where the rabbis ruled like Rav Shimon. However, ends off the Gemara, Vein Halacha Rav Shimon. Interestingly enough, the Gemara ends by saying the Halacha does not follow Rav Shimon, even though there are so many that adopted his approach. The Gemara continues, Natal Chavis Vizarka Bechamaso Labor Zahayamaisa Beishan Vechshiro. That the Mishnah mentioned that case where in anger, the idolater threw the barrel into a pit, and in Beishan they said this was not an issue. It was permissible not just for benefit, but even for consumption. Now the Gemara continues and questions this whole idea of throwing to not cause a problem. Amar of Ashi, Kol Shebezav Tame, Be'ovid Kochavim Ose Yayinesach, Kol Shebezav Tahor, Be'ovid Kochavim Eino Ose Yayinesach, says Rav Ashi, that the laws of a Zav should mirror the laws of an Ovid Kochavim. In other words, whatever a Jew could be a Zav. So the law of a Yisrael who is a Zav, things that he touches that become Tame, the same law would apply to an Ovid Kochavim who touches something. So if Yisrael Zav touches wine, the wine becomes Tame. If the Ovid Kochavim touches wine, it becomes Yayin Nesach. However, one of the rules about a Zav is that when a Yisrael Zav throws something to somebody, it doesn't render it tameh. So the Gemara says, Eisvei, Rav Huna l'Rav Ashi, Natal asachabes v'zarka b'chamaso, Labor, Zahaya ma'isa b'beishan v'ichshiru, b'chamaso in, shelo b'chamaso lo. The implication is, the only reason why they were lenient is because he threw it in a fit of anger. But if he didn't throw it in a fit of anger, we would have rendered the wine inside the pit tameh. But that wouldn't fit with the Zav, because when it comes to throwing an item by a Yisrael Zav, it's mutter. So how can we say that it's that we're machmir here by the case of the barrel, of throwing the barrel, if it would be shelo b'chamaso? So the Gemara answers that we're not understanding the case properly. It's not literally throwing. Hasam de ka'azil mine umine. It was going from it and from it. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shaholich umizgalgel hakli kol sha al yedeshu megalgalo umorido labor. He's not really throwing it. He's pushing it into the kli, which is spinning. And by pushing it into this spinning wheel of sorts, it's not really considered throwing. But if he does it b'chamoso while he's angry, we're not going to assume that he was being menaseh yayin because he's not focusing on it. But if it's shelo b'chamaso, if it's not an anchor, he's just pushing it in there, then we would be concerned that he's touching the wine, and it would be usher. But yes, but throwing is a whole different ballgame. Throwing, the laws of ovikachav mirror the laws of a zav, and therefore there wouldn't be a concern. Tosos points out over here, this is Tosos l'shitaso, Tosos points out that Rashi's pshat is consistent with what he was saying before. But this is a case of touching the wine would be touching not his hand, the wine would be touching the barrel. So it's shelo b'kavan, it's maga ovid kachavim shelo b'kavana al yedei davar acher. This is a case where the idolater is touching something shelo b'kavana through a different object. And Rashi's being machmir on that, even to prohibit it from drinking, which is, the Tosafot says, really far-fetched to say that. We've mentioned this last time as well, last off. And Tosafot therefore says, go back to my approach. We're not talking about a case where it was all these different steps. It has to be one less step removed. But anyways, that is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosafot over here. Bottom line is that this case of shelo b'chamaso, where if he throws it b'chamaso, then there's no concern about yayin nesach because his focus is not on avodah zarah. But if it's shelo b'chamaso, potentially there would be an issue, not because of literally throwing it, but because you're pushing it into the vat. Because if you were throwing it, that would be like Yisrael zav, and a zav is not tameh when something is thrown, when he